Blog Talk Radio.
God, because he never changed. The immutability of God causes him not to be able to change one iota. God is never changing, praise the Lamb of God, but things are always changing around him. What an awesome God he is, eh? Complete, perfect in all his ways, praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for that, hallelujah. We're here live in the studio, people of God, and we thank and praise God for this Tuesday testimonial day. Hallelujah. We got up this morning, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of errands and things to do in the presence of the Lord, as we always do, and spend some time with God. Hallelujah. To find out our dear member, Bertha Pruitt, praise the Lamb of God, whom we call Ma Bertha, is in the hospital, admitted into the hospital today with some asthma difficulties and some blood pressure a problem and this, that, and another, but her blood pressure and stuff is down, and they're working on that asthma situation and the breathing and what have you. Praise the Lord. So we want to ask everyone, of course, to pray for her. Praise God. I know many of you love some Ma Bertha, so I know that we ain't have to worry about her getting prayed for. Prophet Daryl Saunders is here with us, too. How you doing, Prophet?
You know, I'm good, but now I'm getting ready to gangbang now, because, see, the devil done just act a fool now. And now he done put
yeah,
my
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, he just out there trying to get his last licks in here. You know how he do when he find out he's finna get his best whooping, you know. He acts kind of retarded on us. You know how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but we ain't worried about that. You know, she was at church Sunday and everything. And matter of fact, her and Mary and my children and I all went down to IHOP and just sat there after service and ate and fellowship. And I noticed she was, you know, coughing real, you know, but she wasn't coughing up anything, you know. And I did notice that and what have you. And I was kept telling her, stay back off me. This don't get me sick. I got a conference to do, all this kind of stuff. And she said, I'm not sick. I'm just coughing. But we did not know that that was going to turn into what it has and the difficulty in breathing. And brothers and sisters, that is no joke when you can't breathe. That ain't no joke there. Take it from the prophet himself. Hallelujah. When you can't get that air, boy, I'm telling you, it gets your attention right quick. I promise you. Hallelujah. But we're praying for Bertha, and I just believe that God is going to see her through. Hallelujah. And she's going to be returned to us very, very soon. I thank God for Lisa, her niece, her cousin, one or two. Well, they can. I know that Lisa and Bertha, and that she's been in constant contact with me. I called hospital and messed up and called, instead of calling the general number, I called the hospital and went on the ward where she is, went to the nurse's station where she is. Now, who can do that? Hallelujah. And they connected me straight to Bertha and gave me the update on her. Yeah, praise the Lord. And, of course, as we all do, try to be strong and say everything's all right, but we want to make sure that we pray for her. Asthma can be very, very deadly, especially in this time of weather change, the way it's changing now, can be very, very fatal. Asthma attacks can, due to the fact that this is the season when respiratory, all this pollination and what have you is in the air, and it's bad on respiratories right now. Trust me, I know it. I feel it myself in the heaviness of the air, like. But God is good, and he's going to see all of us through whatever it is we need to get to and through, because he alone is God. Our intercessors are here lining up. There go my granddaughter. There go Athelia. And we got to hear from Sylvia today, too, because her daughter, praise the Lamb of God, she's a bad. Her daughter had a surgery on her, lip nose down in her throat area. And I haven't got a good report yet from Sylvia, so we're going down there. Athelia, how you doing, dear?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Apostle. Good afternoon, Prophet. How are you?
We're blessed today. We're blessed today. Let me see. This is Prophet Daryl. Don't forget, when the show go off, you and I must talk. Let me see now. Erico 331, this is granddaughter. Eyes are believing. Is this granddaughter? She ain't saying nothing today. All right, then we will go on down to Sylvia. And granddaughter, we'll hear her later. She may be engaged. Praise the Lord. Sylvia?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Athelia.
How are you?
I'm good.
How's our daughter? How's our girl doing?
Prophet, she is doing good. It's just a blessing how God didn't allow her to lay down and go to sleep that night, because she probably would have found in her own blood. So it's just a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Wow.
One of those type of things, huh? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I can understand that, but she's doing wonderful, right?
She's doing wonderful. Praise God.
All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lord. Let me see, granddaughter, and then came back in here again. Elder Chatwin?
Yes.
How are you, granddaughter?
I'm doing better.
Uh-oh, now she coughing. Lord have mercy. Listen, y'all got to take care of y'allself. I got a lot of nerve, don't I? But I do better than
yeah.
you all do. Y'all stay in and out. I ain't been back to the hospital since I was in. I don't go in and out, in and out, in and out.
I haven't been in
emergency
out.
Back.
I haven't been in
That's
and out.
That's because y'all take care of me.
First time.
I think that it's because you all take care of me so well, though. That's what I really think it is.
That's right.
Y'all take care of me so well until I have no complaints. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
But we are grateful to God to be here today on this Tuesday. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And we're going to be teaching on the prophet Zephaniah today. So some of you can run ahead and read some of that if you want to. What a wonderful and powerful, powerful book. You know, all of you, I want you to pick up John Bright's book, B-R-I-G-H-T. It was one of my textbooks in seminary, A History of Israel. The History of Israel by John Bright. And that is the awesome book, the Lord, to give you a good background in history on Israel. Preachers, it will help your historicity up under your belt. It has a good format and a good flow to it. And it's an easy read, so I recommend it to anybody on John R. Bright, not Albright, but John Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, John Bright, The History of Israel. And I think in this, I have the third edition, and maybe another edition. It's on Westminster Press. For those of you who would like to get a copy of that, praise the Lord, it has a lot of good information. In it, praise the Lord. Well, our books are ordered, praise the name of God, and they're supposed to be with us, praise God, hallelujah, on our journey to Cincinnati, Ohio, there, praise the Lamb of God. I wish somebody could get in touch with Lily for me and let her know that we will be there at the church. Fire was on our page. I can re-upload it. That's not a problem, praise the Lamb of God. But, you know, I call her Lily so much, I don't even know that girl's real name. Do you know her real name?
Letitia.
Who knows Lily's real name?
Letitia.
Huh?
Letitia.
Akeisha?
Mm-hmm. I believe that's it.
With an A?
Yes.
My goodness. Her real name is Akeisha. Well, where did I get Lily from?
Lily. L-E. Lily.
Well, then I need you to make sure that happened for me, sweetheart, so that we can make sure that she, because she lives close to the church in the area there, not far, she said, from where we're going. I'm going to upload this again on my page, so it'll be there. Come join us. And yeah, and this is this Friday night and Saturday we will be in Ohio there, praise the Lamb. I think this Lily right here. Yes. Let me see. Hi, Lily.
Good afternoon, Prophet.
Lily, we'll be there Friday.
Yes, I was calling
Saturday
in because I wanted to get the information.
The name of it is the Inspirational Baptist Church City of Destiny.
Inspirational
Bishop Baptist Church. Then it has a dash City of Destiny.
Okay. Now, are you going to be there?
It's 1-1. It's 11450 Sebring, S-E-B-R-I-N-G, Drive. Cincinnati, Ohio, 45240.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
45240.
452.
Okay. 40.
45240.
And
okay.
It's Bishop Victor S. Cousins is the pastor. It started 7:15 on the 28th on Friday, 7:15 p.m. And then the class is going to be at 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
Okay.
It's more like a he is very down to earth. Even on the flight, he got on blue jeans and a short sleeve shirt. Man of God, wonderful guy. Growing real close to him here in the last month or so as we've been talking on the telephone.
Amen.
Wonderful man. And we're looking to have a wonderful, wonderful time down in Cincinnati, Ohio on this weekend. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord be willing. We will be going, and I know Angel's with me. Praise the Lord already. And hopefully Joseph will be going with me.
Is there a specific hotel nearby that you guys are staying at, or...?
No, they haven't. Angel may know, because Angel deals with all of that. I just give me a piece of paper, I go. I usually don't know where I'm. Unless I work out the particulars. Angel has all of that, so you can inbox her or hit her up some kind of way.
And my given name. I deactivated my profile for a while, but my given name is Letitia, L-E-T-I-S-H.
Yeah, okay, that's where I got Lily from. I know it was a Leah or a Love something in there. I didn't want to call you Lala. That's what they probably called you little, was Lala. But, it's a wonderful church. I've been there before for another service we was there for. So it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful church down there. They built the church, and the Lord just blessed them all kinds of ways to pay for it and what have you. I'm telling you, he was like $20 million debt, and the Lord just blessed them all kinds of ways. And wonderfully, it concluded with me, the last portion of what he needed. I prophesied to him what was going to happen. He called me Sunday night and told me, it is done. He said, Prophet, you just don't know. My people are so excited because I've been telling them what you've been telling me, and it's been happening, and what you've been telling me, and it's been happening. We just closed the deal on the property, and they waiting on you. So it's going to be a wonderful time. Anticipation is in the air. And we just praise God for it. We just praise God for it. Hallelujah. I tell you, boy, I wouldn't trade nothing for Jesus Christ right now, because that is how the Lord works. Prophet Darryl. Where's Prophet Darryl?
He must be on.
All right,
he didn't get off. Prophet Darryl don't jump off like that. Prophet Darryl, tell me this, man. Is it cold in Chi-Town?
Man, it's freezing. You know we got snow.
It's gone.
Y'all didn't get no more snow. Y'all didn't get no snow.
We did.
I went to sleep.
Where y'all get no snow?
This morning's all type of snow.
Last night.
Enough to shovel?
No, it's gone.
Oh, but it did come by.
Yes,
oh,
it did.
Lord.
It stopped out for a little while.
The city came back for a little while. My. These are the times to try being souls, isn't it? I tell you, this weather, praise the Lamb of God. Well, I think we better get some testimonies and prayers going on around here. Praise the Lord about how good God is and what God is doing. Hallelujah. I just gave one prophetic testimony right there. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to Nicole give her testimony on the page today. Oh, my God. Did the Lord bless her? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She's going to give hers. And anybody else have a testimony right now that we can hear before we go to prayer? Somebody get us excited.
Prophet. I do.
Who is this?
This is Sylvia.
Who is I do? Sylvia has a testimony. Come on, Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet. Last night during prayer, I just had a spirit of heaviness just come on me. It was like weights or bricks just sitting on my chest. And so when I got off the call, I text Shatwan, and I said, Shatwan, I just feel heavy in my spirit. And so I had missed her next text, but the next text she sent me was, we calling you right now, Prophet Daryl and I. So sure enough, they called me, and they prayed for me. Prophet Daryl told me what to do, to get me some water, to drink some water, to lay my hands in the water and put it on my chest, and sprinkle the water and tell the demons to get out in Jesus' name and tell me to go to my front door. And I did the same thing. And I promise you, Prophet, before I laid down, it was well. When I hung up the phone with them, it was well. It had lifted. And I even slept like a baby last night. So I just thank God for our warriors, my sisters and brothers in Christ. Yes. Glory to God.
That's the kind of testimonies that need to be shared about the saints praying and the Lord moving as they're praying, praise the Lamb, interceding one for another. This is what it's all about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The spirit of heaviness. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And I bet you before you went to sleep, you had on the garment of praise and the oil of joy. Praise the Lamb of God for the spirit of heaviness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sometimes when that spirit of heaviness get on me, all I do is just get up, I lift my hands, I just start praising the Lord and just start thanking him. Hallelujah. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Once he inhabit them praises, that spirit in trouble. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Got to go. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For sure it has. And so that's the way, you know, I've been dealing with that. I deal with the spirit of heaviness. But that water is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. He will move on the water. Don't think he won't. He will move on the water. Y'all didn't hear me, did you? I said he will move on the water. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes,
3 p.m. He will move on the water right here at 12:30 p.m. We'll move on the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. That are spiritual, who are spiritual. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he will. Now, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's get, is there another testimony out of this group?
I got one.
Let's hit it.
Amen. Prophet, yesterday morning I woke up. And when I woke up, I was very angry when I woke up. And, you know, it's something when you know that your close family has plotted against you. And you know that they plotted against you because the Holy Ghost tell you. And I
your close.
Your sibling has plotted against you. And
I know
Ghost told me, and I was so angry yesterday, and I was like on 1200. I was mad. Pumpkin was here, and
Lord
all
Jesus.
Day I was just like, I'm done. I washed my hands. You know, I can't do it no more. And I got a word that when I go into my secret place, God was gonna lift that weight up off me that wasn't mine. And I was saying, okay. Day. It just kept playing over in my mind. But I talked to Prophet Daryl. I was like, Prophet Daryl, you know, I'm really not feeling too well. I need you to teach Bible class tonight. But let me tell you, God moved in Bible class last night while he was teaching. Not only did he teach,
I'm
but
sure
he gave
the
word. But God moved on me I didn't change my stance about washing my hands. Amen. Because when you see a snake and you know a snake, you don't mess with that snake any longer. You can pray for them, but you don't mess with them. And I stand my ground where I am, you know what I'm saying? But I know right now, today, that I can pray for them, but I don't have to be bothered with them. You know what I'm saying? And I just thank God that today is a new day. I got a new outlook on how to deal with them. And I'm moving on in the Lord, and I'm not going to let the enemy come in and try to push me over that cliff again. Amen? So
amen.
That's my
amen, amen,
amen. Amen.
Now, can I ask you, your mother and sister made it back safely?
Yeah, they made it back last night. So
okay,
she at home.
Praise the Lord. Now, you still love your brothers and sisters, though, don't you?
Oh, I still love your my brother. I love him without a doubt. Without a shadow
okay.
of doubt. I couldn't be in the Lord if I didn't love him.
All right, all right. I just make sure we can still praise God together. Yeah, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
I know. If Prophet Dale was there, he had something like this going on, didn't he?
My Savior bleeding, and did my sovereign die?
Yeah.
Would he devote
my God? I'm going to lift y'all out of this depression today.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now.
Thank you, Chief.
Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown. And love beyond the grief.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of people don't know those verses.
Hallelujah.
Drop
the yeah, a lot of saints don't know those verses.
Oh, yes, sir.
They only know it from. Yes, God.
Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross. Where I stand, and the burdens of my heart.
They rolled away. Cross.
Come on and go. All the day long,
we're happy.
Woo! Yes, sir.
The children have got to hear the same song that I have.
Here
it
goes.
Hear the old people sing, down at the cross. Where my Savior died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cry.
There.
To my heart.
What's the blues? Listen what we're singing.
Hallelujah.
We sing it.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just wanted to warm you up for prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. We finna pray now. We finna pray now. Intercessors are here. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell you people, the works of prayer, hallelujah, is a powerful, powerful element. Praise the Lamb of God given to us as this communication that develops fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost cannot be neglected. Hallelujah, in your lives. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. If we prayed more, we would feel better. Praise the Lamb of God. If we prayed more, we would live better. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. If we prayed more, hallelujah, we would be more powerful. If we prayed more, praise the Lamb of God, we would see the mighty works of God right before our very eyes. Somebody said, well, how much should I pray? Jesus said, man, I ought to always pray and not faint. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a consistency. That's consistency. You don't never supposed to say amen as you are ending prayer. Praise the Lamb. You say amen to say I'm agreeing not to end prayer. Open communication with God. Once I open the line, I never hang up. Hallelujah. It's open right now. Praise the Lamb of God. With continuity, a continuum should be present in your bosom. So you have to keep ringing him up. He's always there. Always on your line. To the Lamb of God. And these intercessors are coming now. Praise the Lamb of God. Coming. Isaiah is coming to lead us to the throne of grace right now. We're praying for our sick and shut in. We're praying for those. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who feel like it's gone. Praying for you today, hallelujah, all down in up in the UK and down in California and the Bayou, hallelujah. Praying for you today in Buffalo, New York and New York, praying for Bertha today. There is no sick that God's hand cannot heal. Under the bull, there's no demon. Presence can't out. There's no power greater than his power today. Come on, Ophelia. Feed us now. Come on, grace.
Jesus,
we come to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you. We honor you on this day. We thank you for a renewed mind. We thank you for a renewed spirit, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God, that you give to us so freely and so willingly, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. We lift up the sick and shut in on this day, Father God. Hallelujah. You are the healer. You are the Lord that healeth thee, Father God. In the name of Jesus, you are the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We ask you to touch every person that needs your healing on this day, Father God. We had to just go in the hospital room, Father God. We had to talk to the doctors and the nurses, Father God. Minister to them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Bring all that they were taught, Father God, back to the remembrance, Father God. Give them winning strategies, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that will heal your children, Father God, and put them back on the wall, Father God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. Father God, we lift up our sister, Bertha Pruitt, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bertha Pruitt on this day. Thank you, Father God, for going through every muscle, every tissue, Father God.
Thank you, Lord,
for going into the airways, Father God, and the air pockets, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for making her whole right now, Father God. We thank you for regulating her blood pressure in the name of Jesus, Father God. She belongs to you, Father God, and she is blessed and highly favored, Father God. So we thank you, Lord and Savior, Father God. This is just a resting period, Father God. You wanted to talk to her directly, Father God. This is all it is, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. She is not ill in any kind of capacity, Father God. You just wanted to speak to her directly, Father God. She is healing whole in the name of Jesus, Father God. She has more work to do for you, Father God. So you have to give her a moment to sit down and keep still so you can talk to her directly in the magnifying name of Jesus.
Jesus,
my Lord and Savior. We ask you to bless every doctor that is touching her and caring for her. Bless her nurses, Father God. Bless any medication that is given unto her, Father God. Let it be holy and acceptable unto you, Father God. Bless the IV, Father God. Bless the air that they've given her in the name of Jesus, Father God. Even the
mess.
Father God, is holy and blessed in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, we take the sense of angels, Father God, to continue to minister unto her now, Father God, keeping all things that's not of you out of her room, Father God, and off her floor in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, Father God. We say thank you for healing her. Hallelujah. We rejoice, Father God. It is already done. You say, yea and amen, Father God. When you laid your life down for us, Father God, we're healed by your strength in the name of Jesus. We claim it today. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord thy God. Father God, we lift up our neighboring nations, Father God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we lift up your United Kingdom, Father God. Pour your spirit into that land, Father God. Hallelujah. Neighboring countries in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them call your name, Father God. Let them seek you early in the morning, Father God. Let them know that there's no other but you, Father God. That you hold the key to life, the key to breath, Father God. The key to prosperity, the key to strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we lift up the continent of Africa, Father God. We say, pour your spirit in every country, Father God. In the name of Jesus, pour your spirit in the government, Father God. Pour your spirit in the people, Father God. Let it be a unity amongst them, Father God. Let it be a love and compassion amongst them, Father God. In the name of
Jesus,
Father God. Stop the bloodshed, Father God. Stop the enemy from working itself, Father God. In the magnifying name of
Jesus,
Father God. Open up the eyes, Father God. They no longer walk with their eyes wide shut, Father God. But see in the spirit and in the natural, Father God. In the magnifying name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you to bless this free nation, Father God. That we call the United States of America, Father God. We said coast to coast, Father God. The blood of Jesus is on this line. From the east to the west, to the north and the south, it's saturated by the
blood
of the Lord. Yes, the naysayers may be talking loud. Yeah, the evil one may be making his sign, Father God. But we already know you have the absolute end. We already know it's a fixed fight. We already know you are the winner, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. The enemy's wasting his time, Father God. He's trying to take few what he can get, Father God. But he don't know you can redeem them even at the end of the time, Father God. So we give you glory and give you honor on this day, Father God. So bless every state, Father God. Every state that's affiliated to us, Father God. Let the blood of Jesus saturate the atmosphere, Father God. Shift the atmosphere, Father God, and show them who is God. Confound the enemy, Father God. We break the backs of the unclean spirit. We break his neck in the name of Jesus. Send it to the fiery lake. We cast out and bind up every unclean spirit in the name of Jesus. Every sickness and disease, we rebuke it and cast it out and renounce it right now
in the name of Jesus. It shall let go of your people, Father God. As your light shine in your intercessors, Father God. The light of God will shine in them in the wilderness, Father God. We give you glory. We give you honor in this day, Father God. Because we know who is the winner. We know what the absolute end. In the magnified name of Jesus. We stand strong and bold in you, Father God. We breathe the Holy Ghost here in us, Father God. We know who we belong to, Father God. We draw the sword and we stand with our shield, Father God, and our helmet upon our head, Father God, and we shall not be moved in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor on this day. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ophelia, for your prayers today. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful, wonderful uplift. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we're praising God for this wonderful testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. I think we got some more. I thought I had another caller down here for a testimony. I guess they hung up. Praise the Lamb of God. It was an 8-something number. Praise the Lord. We're going to light your mic up. Hallelujah. And let you testify. If you have a testimony today, please push 1 on your dial today. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear what God has done for you. If you're on the page, praise the Lamb of God, listening by way of computer, and you can't call in, then post that testimony on the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. All right. Granddaughter, you got an announcement to make here?
Yes, I do.
What's going on, girl?
Well, New Beginning Ministries is having our spring revival with our guest speaker, Mother Christine McLaughlin Moore. Amen. That's a Friday at 7:30, and April 27th, that's a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and we're going to be at Evangelistic Outreach Deliverance Ministry, where Apostle Florida Jackson is the pastor. If you're in the area, please come out and hear Mother Moore.
All right, praise the Lord. That's April 26th, 27th, right in there. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's Sunday morning.
25th.
Yeah, that weekend. Praise the Lamb of God. Sounds good. Sounds good. Praise God. Somebody got some cars in the background. You need to mute your phone. Got cars and trucks. Something going on there. Just mute your phone for us so we won't hear all the noise. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, revival is in the air. Revival is in the air. I'm trying to pull something off here so we can have a spring something going on right here in the city of Dearborn. Praise the Lamb of God. I know Prophet Daryl is coming up, and praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Johnson told us she was going to roll up this way during this time, the Lamb of God. And we're just going to let God do what he does. We're prophesying and laying on of hands and bringing out the, praise the Lamb of God, the mantle. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We're going to bring the mantle out. Oh, my goodness. And do some laying on of hands and things of that nature. Praise the Lamb of God. And just let God be God today, because it's needed in this. And God has promised signs and wonders and miracles, and we want to see them come forth. I'm not too educated, praise the Lamb of God, that my education has caused me to become dead on the inside in my belief system, that I believe everything the Bible says, but I don't believe it can happen today. The devil alive with a bow tie on, hallelujah, skipping across hell with gasoline socks. I promise you, brothers and sisters, our God is
You said it before, and the Lamb cuts off a pop.
Praise the Lamb of God. He is immutable. And if God is immutable and can't change, hallelujah, then his power is immutable. He still has the same power that he had the days of Moses and Elijah.
Amen.
If he don't have it, he's not God. If he's not the El Shaddai, he's not God. Hallelujah. If he's anything less than our Almighty God, then he's not God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know he's God today because he's God in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lamb. Okay. We're going to go on here. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right. Where is my Sylvia? Sylvia here?
Yes, Clapton, I'm here.
Well, Sylvia, you know they prayed for you last night, so you got to pray for us today. I want you to cover
yes,
the intercessors. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of course, we continue to pray for my birth and the others who are sick. Pray Ron's daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we're lifting her up, speedily healing and recovering. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I've already sent her some oil and some water. Praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, we're going to watch the devil dance right on out the house in
yeah.
Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah.
Praise the
yeah.
Lamb of God. Well, I'm telling you, and I'm not telling this as for no sales or nothing. I'm telling you, I came in the prayer garden here where I'm sitting right now. Praise the Lamb of God, and the water is behind me on the altar and all of that. And I picked up that bottle of water, and it felt like a bolt of lightning shot through me. Praise
wow.
the Lamb of God. I was praying over that water afresh. Praise the Lamb that just came out of the same bottle I sent you, Sylvia. Same bottle.
Ooh,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, that healing water. That healing water, hallelujah, from the altar of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I promise you, hallelujah, that oil, that anointing oil in them sacks, they came from the prayer, from the prophetic conference. Hallelujah. We had prepared them for the prophetic conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan and all of them prepared those in the sacks for us and what have you. We had those left over, and that's what I sent you, Sylvia, in those pretty little sacks. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I want you all to know that our God is moving. He's doing things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And let me tell you something, people of God. You will, if you have not, you're going to experience God in a new way, on a new level. Some of you are receiving your promises, and you won't even talk about them. Some of you, just you're scared somebody asks you for something. You didn't receive some blessings already. You won't even testify. I ain't telling them nothing. I don't want nobody asking me for nothing. All you got to do is say no.
Wow.
They could ask you. No. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There ain't nobody going to shut my testimony down. I know how to say no. Hallelujah. Say, no, I ain't giving up nothing. I'm sorry. Thank you. Hallelujah. It ain't going about your business if that's what you want to do. But when it comes down to us testifying and giving God praise for what he has done and encouraging others, there is no option. I'm just preparing something for my preachers, praise the Lamb of God, about preaching. There is no option. You don't have an option to preach in season and out of season.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now, if you in season and you're preaching, and then that season start coming to a close, as we call it, which means you're very popular, and you're being invited everywhere, and now you're tired, and you've been preaching. It said be instant in season and out of season. That means ain't no rest season. Preaching is not an option for those of us who are called of God. We preach in the morning, the evening, and the night. Hello, light bulbs. We preach every day. We're preachers. That's what we do. And as you go, preach. That's what the word of God. As you go, preach. As you go, witness. Hallelujah. There is no option. Praise the Lamb of God. You take a vacation from preaching. You don't take no vacation from preaching. You may take a vacation to rest your body. Let me meet somebody on the beach that need Jesus and see what happens. They're going to be laid out with flipper.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't think I won't let out. Put some sand on their head. Praise the Lamb of God. I'll bet you that. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. We must come out of this lackadaisical element that has arrested us, that has caused us to be so laid back as believers, as though this is some kind of pastime that we do. It's not. This is the life. This is the life.
Lord.
It's the abundant life. Hallelujah. And abundance is more than money. Abundance is more than bling bling.
Yes.
Yes. Abundance is an attitude. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Abundance is a picture. Praise the Lamb of God. Abundance is knowing that you serve a great God. Hallelujah. And that the earth is his. And it belongs to you because you're his child. That's the abundance of your thinking. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I love you today. I love you today, but I have to tell the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, brothers and sisters. So Sylvia is coming now. She's going to pray for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah today. And it's, oh, daughter, lead us to pray for us as intercessors. Pray for us as pastors, shepherds of the people. Pray for us today. Come on, Sylvia.
Yes,
hallelujah in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord,
hallelujah.
For loving us, God. Thank you, Lord, for redeeming our souls, God. Thank you, Lord, oh, God, for keeping us, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us, oh, God. Oh, Father, just forgive us for our sins, oh, God. Forgive us, oh, God. Oh, God, when you told us to do this or that, oh, Father, and we chose not to, oh, Lord. Oh, God, we forgive us, oh, God. Oh, God, and let us forgive quickly, oh, Lord. Oh, God, so that you can forgive us, Father. Father, I thank you right now, God, for each leader, God, each intercessor, God, each prophet and prophetess, evangelist, God. Oh, Father, I come, God, to lift them up before you, Lord. Oh, Father, blow a fresh wind of your spirit in them, God. Oh, God, revive them, oh, God. Refresh, oh, God, those that are downtrodden in their hearts and their spirits, oh, God. Oh, Father, remind them, oh, Lord, of the word, oh, God, that's in them, God. Oh, God, let the word stand up in them, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your word, oh, God, for your word shall not pass away, oh, God. So, Father, hold them up with your righteous hand, oh, God. Oh, God, begin to whisper in their ear, Lord, and remind them, oh, God, of the call on their lives, God. Father, you said you would never leave them or forsake them, God. So, Father, just strengthen them in their inner man, God. Strengthen them, Lord, on the right and on the left, oh, God. Send those laborers, oh, God, that's willing to walk with them, oh, God, that's willing to strengthen them, God, that's willing, God, to get down in the trenches, oh, God, and pray, oh, God, and cover them in prayer, God. Oh, God, so they're not on this journey alone, God, but you said how can we walk together, oh, Lord, unless we agree, oh, God. So, Father, send those that's walking in agreement, oh, God. Send those, oh, Lord, that's going to stand, oh, God. Send those that are going to fight, oh, God. Send those, God, that are going to proclaim your name, oh, God, that's going to give you the glory, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, just let the Holy Spirit hover over them, oh, God. Oh, Father, let them sit at your feet, oh, God, and learn of you, oh, God. Oh, God, bring them back, oh, God, to their first love, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts are beating, oh, God, and we're able to worship you and praise you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, with these lips of clay, oh, God, that you continue, God, oh, God, to breathe into these bodies, oh, God. Oh, Father, yes, Lord, remind them, God, of the great call, God. Remind them, Lord, that you love them, oh, God. Remind them, Lord, that love covers a multitude of sin, God. Remind them, God, that you would call them the shepherds, oh, God. Oh, God, after your heart, oh, God. Oh, God, remind them, oh, God, that you would never, Lord, walk away, oh, God. Oh, God, remind them, Lord, that if they call unto you, Lord, that you will hear and you will answer, God. Oh, God, yes, strengthen them, oh, God, in their minds, oh, God. Strengthen their homes, oh, God. Oh, God, I plead the blood of Jesus around their homes, God, their vehicles, their jobs, God, everything pertaining to them. Every door that the enemy think he has an access to, God, we shut it off right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every trick and plan that he's sending to ambush them. Oh, God, everything that he's sending to discourage them, God. Oh, God, send it back, oh, Lord, and let it destroy his camp, oh, God. Oh, God, yes. God, destroy every plan of his, oh, Lord. Oh, God, he cannot have your people, oh, God. He cannot have your leaders, oh, God. He cannot do anything, oh, Lord, to keep them discouraged and hidden, oh, God. Oh, God, they shall come forth, oh, Lord, and do what you have called them to do, oh, Lord. Oh, God, for greater is he that is in them, Lord, than he that is in the world, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord, right now for birth, oh, God, for those that are sick, oh, God. God. Father, we speak to our body right now, God, that it lines up, oh God. Every organ in our body lines up with your word, oh God. And every plot that the enemy sent, oh God, is already defeated because the blood of Jesus is against them. Satan, you have no power over her. In the name of Jesus, we curse every spirit that you've sent in the name of Jesus, and we send it to the dry place, Lord. Glory to your name, God. When she come out of this, she's going to be on fire for you, Lord. Oh, God, a greater fire, God, a greater anointing. The enemy's going to be afraid that he even touched her. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Even now, Lord, you're strengthening her, God. Even now, God, you're ministering to her, God. Even now, Lord, the angels are dispatched around her, God. Even now, oh, Lord, every need is already provided for, God. Oh, God, every desire,
yes,
oh, God,
God,
is already provided for, Father. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for a greater fire, oh, God, in our body, oh, God, a greater strength, oh, God. Yes, God, thank you, Lord, for more of you, oh, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're filling up with more of you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the race is not given to those that... the race is given to those that endure, Lord. So, Father, we're going to continue to endure, oh, God. Endure in your word, oh, God. Oh, God, we're going to endure on you, Lord, on more of you, Father, and less of us, Father. Oh, yes, God, the word, God, is going to come alive in us, oh, God. As we speak it forth, oh, God, it will accomplish what you sent it to accomplish, God. So right now, Father, she's already healed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's already done, God. Thank you right now, God. We lift you up and we magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimony, God, that's coming forth, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for the lives, oh, God, that she's going to be able to speak into, Lord. Lives that will be changed, oh, Lord. Lives that will see the glory of you on her, God. Oh, yes, God, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Each one of your leaders, Lord. Oh, God, I hear new, Lord. I hear increase, God. I hear more of you, Lord. Yes, God, yes, God, glory to you. To your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory, victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, God, victory. Victory on every side. Victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Oh, God said we're not in this fight alone. We have some help. We have the host of heaven warring on our behalf. So, Father, we thank you for the warring angels, God. We thank you for the ministering angels that's ministering to your leaders right now, God. Each intercessor is strengthened, oh, God. They're able to stand, oh, God, on your word, oh, God, and proclaim your word and see it come to pass, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we have eyes to see, oh, God, and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, oh, God. Yes, God, glory to your name, God. Glory, glory, glory. In Jesus' name, it is done. It is done. It is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lamb.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Jesus. Shut up.
Sylvia, the Lord said he heard your prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Sylvia, the Lord said he heard your prayer this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Whoo. Hallelujah, yes. The promises, God says, are fulfilling for you even now. Everything he promised you is going to come to pass. Hallelujah,
yes,
swiftly. Praise the Lord. Everything he promised, he has not forgotten you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen the tragedy. I've seen your trial. I've seen your struggle. I've seen the sickness in the house. Hallelujah. I sing. Hallelujah. You give. I sing. You suffer. I've seen you struggle. Hallelujah. Ah, God, but I afflicted you for a little while. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, but over now. It's restoration time. It's time to be restored. It's time to be renewed. Hallelujah. God is blessing you right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Praise. Oh, you just watch. Things work, girl. Hallelujah. That was Satan's last hurrah of heaviness on your shoulder. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Prophet, there broke a yoke off you. Hallelujah. Those that called you, they broke a bondage. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey God, I said it in a room. Oh God, in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. God said, I've heard your voice. Hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah, I heard your prayer, said the Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. God, I just hope that your in the prayer this morning. Hope I was a part of that praying. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Lord is wonderful today. Hallelujah. See how he just jump off. I love it when he do this. Oh, my God. His hand upside my head here, Prophet Darryl. His hand upside my head. Oh, my goodness. I feel it. Oh, my God. Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo! My God, my God, my God. Love you today. I love you, Father. Have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. You are God and God alone. Hallelujah. You are God and God alone. Besides you, there is no other. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Under the faithful, faithful, faithful is our God. That's what I hear. Faithful. Faithful.
Amen.
Faithful is our God. Hallelujah. Our God. Shandarabahasta. Hey, Jesus. Hey, God. Yes. Yes, God. Faith. Faith. Faithful is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. How great is our God. Oh, I just keep hearing these. Don't. Yes, God. Hallelujah. He's a great God. That's what he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is a God. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
My God, don't you love him today? Don't you love him today? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. All right, people of God, let's get into this lesson right quick. It's lunchtime. It's coming to an end. Let's get into this lesson for a few minutes, and then we'll come back if the Lord is leading. Praise the Lamb of God. In this atmosphere we're in, teaching on the prophets, we can't do but prophesy. How can we but prophesy? Hallelujah. When you're teaching on the prophets, when you got so much prophetic praying going on, hallelujah, that you're hearing God. And this is what I was trying to share yesterday on the page, even about declarations, praise the Lamb of God. Go into prayer, and you will hear God speaking, praise the Lamb of God, what you should be decreeing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will hear God speaking what you should be decreeing. Praise the Lamb of God. And that decree will come to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. That decree will be established. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. As sure as the Lord liveth, because you have come in agreement with God and not just what we want to see happen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But it's what God wants. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're going to go into this lesson. Praise the Lamb of God for those of you who are with us here today. Shake a neighbor, tell a friend, hallelujah, it's class time to get on, get on, get on. Praise the Lamb of God. As we look at the prophet Zephaniah today, Zephaniah, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, is the prophet that we're looking at today, hallelujah. And Zephaniah was a prophet of the Reformation, praise the Lamb of God. He prophesied during the days of King Josiah. And Josiah was the reformer, praise the Lamb of God, the one who found the oracles of God or the Deuteronomic law, praise the Lamb of God. He found them, discovered that there was not supposed to be all of these high places where people were worshiping, praise the Lamb of God, but that worship was to take place in Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God. And so he centralized worship once again, and he tore down the high places and all the altars that had been erected that had been used and camouflaged as altars of God, but was being used as altars unto Baal, praise the Lamb of God, and altars unto Molech, praise the Lamb of God. These idols, hallelujah, that people were crying out to the Lord, as I always state, like church people who go to church and then when they leave church, their faith is in something else, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And you can't go to the church and worship and listen to prophecy, then leave there and go to a palm reader, praise the Lamb of God, or a psychic person. That's a double jeopardy. You are really messing up and don't know that you're burning strange fires before the Lord, and the Lord don't play that, praise the Lamb of God. So understand that, people. Praise the Lamb of God. Please understand that. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. God said to tell you that he is a God of order. He is a God of order. Praise the Lamb of God. God is a God of order. Praise the Lamb of God. Everything that he's created is in order. He just whispered that to me. Tell them I am a God of order. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we know the scripture that all things must be done decently and in order. Praise the Lamb of God. So Zephaniah prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, concerning a spiritual revival for Judah, praise the Lamb of God, and Israel. But this does not come without the warning of destruction. His main thrust and theme, praise the Lamb of God, is the Lord's day. Zephaniah prophesies, praise the Lamb of God, across a span, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of some 40, 50 years, praise the Lamb, and he's dealing with, praise the Lamb of God, what looks like the end of the world. He has a figurative end right there in the first chapters. If you would look, praise the Lamb of God, the coming day of the Lord, boy, oh boy, when sin would be punished and justice would prevail in a remnant of the people, praise the Lamb of God, of the faithful would be saved. And this term, the day of the Lord, occurs throughout his writing, throughout these few chapters that he wrote, another one of the minor prophets because of the bulk of writing. You will see, praise the Lamb of God, that Zephaniah gives details about the days that he speaks of, praise the Lamb of God, of his fearsome consequences, and he calls the people to seek the Lord, just as we should be crying out in this day and time, praise the Lamb of God, for people to seek the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Boy, listen, to seek the Lord. That's what we should be crying out in this day and time. Praise the Lamb. My girl, Littlemore, wait a minute. One of my daughters here. Pray, Erico 224, your mic is hot. I'm going to pause for you.
Oh, good afternoon, Prophet. I had pressed one before you got into the teaching. I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to say, hey, this is Mad Janice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good to hear from you, daughter. I always pause for you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here with us today. Praise the Lord. We love you, daughter. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we want to understand when you jump in to this first chapter, the word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cusha. Cush, praise the Lamb of God, means black mud, praise the Lamb of God. Cush means a person of color. Anytime you see Cushite, it's talking about a black, dark-skinned person, praise the Lamb of God, the son of Jedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, the days of Josiah. Now, you notice all these A-H's at the end, like Judah, of each one of these people's name, praise the Lamb of God, including Zephaniah. That was key, praise the Lamb of God, to their names to show association and assimilation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that they was in line connected to each other, praise the Lamb of God. And the A-H stood out like Hezekiah. It was a rough sound at the end when you pronounce their name. It wasn't like Hezekiah the way we pronounce it, but it was Hezekiah. It had a ha at the end of it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Josiah had a ha at the end of it, praise the Lamb of God, that showed distinction, hallelujah, in their names, praise the Lamb of God, and the profoundness of who they were, praise the Lord. And as we see, in the days of Josiah, he prophesied over Amon, king of Judah also. So he's prophesying to Israel, he's prophesying to Judah at the same time, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to these first lines in verses 2 and some of the following, that to give you just a caption of what he's talking about. Verse 2, I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. Now, this is somewhat figurative, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of what the Lord is saying, the earth as they knew it. Of course, they didn't know nothing about America and all of that kind of stuff, but as we say, the then known world, praise the Lamb of God, the then known world is what we are really in reference to here. Praise the Lamb of God. But it does have, praise the Lamb of God, implications of the return of the Lord, too, as we see as we go. I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I will sweep away man and beast. I will sweep away the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea and the rubble with the wicked. I will cut off mankind from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. Now, we know that is an end-time prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, coincides with Daniel, that coincides, praise the Lamb of God, with the book of Revelation, with Ezekiel, praise the Lamb of God, and many of the other apocalyptic prophecies, praise the Lamb of God, that deals with the consummation of all things. Hallelujah. It's right here in our face. Praise the Lamb of God. He's speaking concerning the end of their existence due to their sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And how they are played the harlot under every tree, how they have mingled themselves, praise the Lamb of God, with heathen practices, religious practices, praise the Lamb of God, spiritualism, and all of these things that had been taking place, as well as the temple prostitution, the rivalry, praise the Lamb of God, and the ignoring of the laws of God and doing what they wanted to do. This is what we must be concerned with in our day and time, praise the Lamb of God, as lackadaisical as it seems that we are, praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something. God is not lax and God is not slack. Hallelujah. Hello, light bulbs. God is not sitting back on the throne getting a manicure, and neither is his hand too short that he can't reach down and deal with us about the way, praise the Lamb of God, the earth is being ran, and about what we're doing that is willfully contrary to the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, willfully, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, knowingly, we are contrary to the word of God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and this is going to come. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. You see, he incorporates the northern and the southern kingdom, praise the Lamb of God. Judah and Jerusalem. One is in Jerusalem, the other one is in Samaria. I will cut off from the place the remnant of Baal. You see, he's mentioning the night of God. Praise the Lamb of God, Baal, the remnant of Baal. I'm going to cut all of them off too. You think there's security in your idols? You think they can protect you, your allies? Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to cut them off also. And the name of the idolatrous priest, along with the priest, praise the Lamb of God. The idol priest, along with the priest, he says, which is the priest of Israel, who are not doing their jobs, who are not saying what thus says the Lord, who are not saying repent, who are not saying God is not pleased. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm cutting them off also, the Lord says. Those who bow down on the roofs to the host of the heavens, stargazers, star worshipers, hallelujah, astrologers, what they call that thing, the horoscope people who live by your horoscope. You always watching the stars. Hallelujah. Not watching your life. And not watching God. The moon is in his orbit, and Jupiter is aligned with Mars, and it's going to be a lunar eclipse, and that's going to make things this way and this way and this way. God said, I'm going to cut you off. Hallelujah. And look at that creation and taking it as being me. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what God is saying here. Watch this now. Those who bow down on the roofs, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to the host of the heaven, those who bow down and swear to the Lord and yet swear by Milcom, praise the Lamb of God, which is an idol. Hallelujah. How you swearing by two different gods? It's right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are double agents. We are double agents. That's what he's accusing his people of, being double agents. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Worshiping God on Sunday and all the rest of the week worshiping something else. We're double agents. Praise the Lamb of God. We have a hidden agenda. Praise God. We want the benefits of both. We want the benefits of the world. We want the benefits of the kingdom, and it just does not work that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We want to prosper by the world's way, and we want to prosper by God's way. We want everything to work for us. Praise the Lamb of God. If it'll work, that's what I want. Praise the Lamb. You'll be surprised how many believers do shady things, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit realm to try to get their way and get what they want. Try to learn stuff, hallelujah, to do wrong to people. Hello, light bulbs, for their own benefit. Hello, come on here, and don't you think that it's not past people to put something in your food. Don't you think it is not? Hallelujah, we're still living in a day and time. Praise the Lamb of God. That witchcraft is prevalent. Hallelujah, you better, and I done told you all this on the show before. You better watch where you plant your feet, who table you sitting under. You better watch who food you eating.
Amen.
Better start discerning where you eating. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
And some of us go right in restaurants, got big dragons right in front of your face, and you ordering food. Ding, 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 ding. You ordering the food, and the dragon's looking right at you.
Yep.
And you ordering the food, and they letting you know that they are under the devil. Buddha sitting right there looking at you when you walk in the door. And you still ordering the food that's offered unto idols. Hello, light bulbs.
Yep, light it
they
on.
They bless the food. When they cook it and thanking, they thank God, they thank Buddha. They ain't thanking Jesus.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, now you're going to act like you dumb and stupid and didn't know. Okay, yeah, you knew better. You saw that pot-bellied, big, fat bubble sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, in the doorway. You saw
him.
Why are you eating unto idols?
That's true. You're right.
Why are you feeding their program?
Amen. Amen.
Why are you giving them your money?
Yep.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Like me. Praise the Lamb. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Swear to the Lord and swear by milk. Those who have turned back from following the Lord, who do not seek the Lord or inquire of him. You didn't stop following the Lord. You don't seek him no more. You don't inquire of the Lord anymore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You wise in your own eyes. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. And on the day of the Lord's sacrifice, I will punish the officials and the king's sons and all who array themselves in foreign attire, in heathen attire. On that day, I will punish. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Everyone who leaps over the threshold and those who fill their master's house with violence and fraud. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will be heard from the fish gate. Now, that's the gates in Jerusalem. A wail from the second quarter. There's four quarters in Jerusalem. A loud crash from the hills. Wail, O inhabitants of the mortar, for all the traitors are no more. All who weigh out silver are cut off. He's talking about your money now. Cutting it off. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men who are complacent, and those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do ill. In other words, the Lord don't care what we do. Isn't that the cry of your people on CNN and on the news? Isn't they saying, keep God out of politics. God don't care. Didn't they say it? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They don't worry about God when it comes down to same-sex marriage and stuff. He just want us to be happy and want us to love each other. Yeah. This is what they're saying. Praise the Lamb of God. But this is not what God's saying. And you better wake up to what God is saying. And not to what you feel. Well, I feel. God ain't never cared about what you feel.
Come on now.
God ain't never cared about what you feel. Well, I feel this is, and I feel, but no, it's about what God's word says.
Amen.
Not about your feelings. Who has cared about your feelings, matter of fact?
Huh.
Okay. Then that's the way God feel about them, too. Hallelujah. Their goods shall be plundered, and all their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink the wine. The great day of the Lord is near the hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish. A day of ruin and devastation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must understand this, brothers and sisters. The stuff that we are seeing now, praise the Lamb of God, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Listen, God knows how to start a riot in your backyard. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you see how they went out and told these people in Malaysia? They haven't found a toothpick, a comb, a brush, a cell phone, or a letter off the plane and just told these people, yeah, well, they dead over there in the Indian Ocean, and they ain't found nothing in the Indian Ocean to declare that they dead.
Exactly.
Then they gave them several different locations of possibility, and now they just gonna and text them and told them. Sent them text messages.
Ain't that crazy?
And told them your family members are dead in the Indian Ocean. And now upheaval is going on in their streets. The people are furious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You listen, God has a way. Praise the love of God. He'll make you tap your own stuff. Praise the Lord.
Come on now.
God has a way. He'll make you tap your own stuff. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
The great day of the Lord is near. A day of wrath is that day. A day of distress, anguish. A day of ruin and devastation. A day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and thick darkness. A day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring distress on mankind. Verse 17. I will bring distress on mankind so that they shall walk like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Now, you want me to tell you, I didn't even know that verse was there. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I was going to read that verse. Isn't that the way God has man right now about that plane? As though they blind, they can't find it. It fell off radar.
Yeah.
So everybody just went blind at the same time.
Yep.
Their blood shall be poured out like dust, their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them. The money ain't going to help them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Their money is not going to help them. One, on the day of the wrath of the Lord, in the fire of his jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed for full and sudden, and he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. Boy, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The next chapter deals with the judgment on Judah's enemies, how God is going to deal with these shameless nations. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And that's worth your reading, praise the Lamb of God, to see how God takes a vengeance upon those, praise the Lamb of God, who do his people wrong, and even those who sit back who could have helped his people and didn't help them, praise the Lamb of God, but just sat back and said, let him have his way. Just let him have his way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But God is showing in this chapter, praise the Lamb of God, that he does not forget those who put their hands on his people, who have thought ill of his people, who have willed ill, who have lent a hand in it. Praise the Lamb of God. God does not forget. Hallelujah. He's an unforgettable God. He cannot forget, praise the Lamb of God, the things that has been done. And so therefore, hallelujah, he talks to the seacoast. He talks to the wind. He brings other kinds of destructions upon them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that their flocks will die. So that their harvesting, praise the Lamb of God, that will cause recession and depression and hunger and thirst, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy, that eighth verse, I have heard the taunts of Moab and the rivaling of the Ammonites, how they taunted my people and made boast against their territory. Woo! Therefore, as I live, declare the Lord of hosts, the God of Moab shall become like Sodom and the Amorites like Gomorrah. Boy, I'm telling you, God is not a playtor. A land possessed by needles and salt pits and a waste forever, the remnant of my people, which is the Dead Sea. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some call it the Salt Sea, the Dead Sea on the southern end. Praise the Lamb of God. Or the Mediterranean, they call it the Dead Sea because nothing can live in it. Not fish, nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Read this second chapter. Praise the Lamb of God. God really is dealing with Assyria, Nineveh. We already have read about these people and how God has already pronounced devastation. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, he just goes and takes his time and lays out how he's going to destroy and how he's going to do what he do. People of God, how do we think that we can get past God, praise the Lamb of God, here in America, that we can just escape God's wrath as though we have nothing to do with him when this was established as a Christian nation, when this country was established as a place, praise the Lamb of God, of Christian pilgrimage. How do we think that God is just going to turn his head and ignore all of this that we have done and have not done, praise the Lamb of God, that we have done and what we have not done to give glory to his name, praise the Lord. How, what we're going to do, how do we think we're going to escape this when we have turned our backs on God? Hallelujah. When we won't stand for him. My goodness gracious. Oh, people of God, it's going to be a sad day, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a sad day in Zion. Watch this now. The third chapter deals with the judgment on Jerusalem and the nations, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo, woe to her who is rebellious and defiled. My God, my God. That's how he opens that chapter up, praise the Lamb of God. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, praise the Lamb of God. The oppressing city, she listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. That sounds like America right there. Hallelujah. She listens to no voice. She accepts no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. That sounds just like America. Her officials within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves and leave nothing till the morning. Her prophets are fickle, treacherous men. Her priests profane what is holy. Oh, my goodness. They do violence to the law. Why do you do violence to the law? By saying the word of God means something that it does not mean. That's saying God didn't mean that.
Wow.
That's saying man put that in there for their own satisfaction, and that is not anything that a holy and loving God would write in his word. That's how you do violence to the law of God. Hallelujah. It's right there in your Bible. They do violence to the law. We attempt to change the laws of God. If you keep reading these modern-day Bibles and go back and get your old King James, you'll see how they have taken words out, how they have changed the meaning of words.
Yep.
You'll see where they've taken out the word homosexual. You'll see where they're easing out if a man lay with a man. They're taking it out of the Bibles. They're doing violence to the law of God to blind people to the severity of what God thinks because they have associated all with man. Well, if they were right, why we're not prospering? If they were right, why isn't everybody happy and doing fine? If they were right, why are there mudslides in Washington? If they were right, why is there tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes and we can't tell winter from summer or spring? If they were right, why is there violence in the street and blood is running down our streets? Hallelujah, like June bugs in the summer sun. Why hate is everywhere? Why we're afraid to go out and afraid to go in? Why we have all this tension? Why so many people got high blood pressure, hypertension? Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
Why men's hearts are failing. Hallelujah. Why is all of this going on? Why is our daughters dressing like little boys and our little boys are walking like girls? Why do men want eye mascara on and women want wear boots like men? Why?
Okay.
Tell me if everything's hunky-dory and God is pleased with all of this love that you're promoting. Why is our world so devastated right now? Tell me why. Hallelujah. Because an angry God is sitting on the throne, and his blood is boiling. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Listen to what verse 5 say. The Lord within her is righteous. Oh, my goodness. He does no injustice. Every morning he shows forth his justice. Each dawn he does not fail. But the unjust knows no shame. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Look what God says in verse 6. I have cut off nations. Their battlements are in ruins. I have laid waste their streets so that no one walks in them. Their cities have been desolate without a man, without an inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will accept correction. Then your dwelling will be cut off according to all that I have appointed against you. But all the more they were eager to make all their deeds corrupt. God said, I thought when you saw what I've done to other people, it would put you in check.
Right.
You would say, well, look what God has done to them. But it made you even more evil than they were. Remember I told you all a few months ago, I said, God, last year I was talking about how God has went outside of our nation to all the heathen lands. Earthquakes over here, 150,000 died in one day. 200,000 died over here in one. He had done all of this, and we looking at it and not getting any better. This is what this is saying. Hello, light bulbs. That you saw me coming your way. You saw me with my war clothes on.
Jesus.
You saw this, and you ignored me. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up the seas to pray, for my decisions is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, and to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger, for in the fire of my jealousy, all the earth shall be consumed. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Even in all of this, God tries his best, praise the Lamb of God, to show forth mercy. Hallelujah. Here in verse 9 and beyond, to show, hallelujah, that he's able to convert the nations. For at that time, I will change the speech. Look at this. Of the peoples to appear speech, that all of them may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him with one accord beyond the rivers of Cush. And what I told you about the Cushites, he's talking about the heathen nations now, my worshipers, the daughters of my dispersed ones shall bring my offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. On that day, you shall not be put to shame because of the deeds by which you have rebelled against me, for then I will remove from your midst your proudly exuberant ones, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain, but I will leave in your midst a people humbled and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord. Those who are left in Israel, they shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. For they shall gaze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Boy, in these last verses, sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. King of Israel, the Lord is in your midst. People of God, let me tell you something. All of this that we're going to see God do is for our betterment, praise the Lamb of God. It's not going to feel like it. It's not going to look like it, but it's for our betterment, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's for our betterment, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord our God is in the midst of us. The Mighty One, praise the Lamb of God, who will say, he's in the midst of us, and he will rejoice over us with gladness. Woo! My God. And he will quiet us with his love, praise the Lamb of God. He will woo us with his love, praise the Lamb. Isn't it wonderful, even as God has been speaking to us on Thursday nights corporately and things of that nature, how the Lord has said that he has all of us in the palm of his hands, that we all covered that this shall not come nigh you, that even though it will be happening around you, and people you know, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, will be cut off, yet will I cover you. What a wonderful promise from God. What an awesome promise from God. Hallelujah. Woo-wee. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festive so that you will no longer suffer reproach. My God, you need to finish reading that third chapter. Praise, there's so much rejoicing and love in that, but destruction has to come first. Praise the Lamb of God. There's so much wickedness that's going on in our world, in our society today. Praise the Lamb of God. Until it's I'm telling you, people of God, if you really knew what was going on, praise the Lamb of God, how wicked our society has turned, praise the Lamb of God. And it shows forth in our youth. Our children are killing one another.
Yes, God.
Our children are killing one another. Praise the Lamb of God. Our teenagers are killing one another. Hallelujah. We had a man right here in Detroit just driving down around 6 Mile and Myers the other night, just driving out, plowing people down, killing them with his car. For no reason. Just killing people. Praise the Lamb of God. For no reason. Just shooting people down for no reason. Hallelujah. We must come and get a grip on this and understand the worst thing that God could ever look at is innocent blood on the ground. When the life of the flesh is in the blood. Hallelujah. And blood is just being poured out. Blood is just being ran down the streets. Hallelujah, people of God, innocent blood, blood of mothers, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, cousins, and children, hallelujah, husbands and wives. Oh, my goodness. It's being ran down our streets. My God, my God, my God. The man got on the news last night and said, people, don't think that you are safe anywhere. There is no safe neighborhood no more. There is no safe community no more. There is no safe neighborhoods no more. There is no safe block you can live on. That's what he said on the news last night. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. If you're in the wilderness, you ain't safe. Because somebody will come out there just driving by and stop to do you ill just because it's in the heart of man. And every time God has moved from the foundation of the earth since the days of Noah, and isn't it strange that these movies are coming out about Jesus, about Noah, all of this stuff is coming out right now? Praise the Lamb of God that these type of movies are being made. Isn't it strange, praise the Lamb of God, that when Noah's day had come, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord spoke and said, the very thoughts of their heart is wicked. And they look through wicked lenses from their heart to see what wickedness can do, to see what evil they can do. They don't. They never think to help, to assist, to hold up, to show love. Every thought is evil.
Evil and wicked.
Every thought is continuous wickedness.
God.
There's no forgiveness in them. There's no restoration. My goodness, my goodness. It's like a project gone bad.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Like a project gone bad. So what must God do? So what must God do? Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. He got to dismiss him. He has to dismiss. He got to call recess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Has to call recess. Why? Because there are so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who are ignoring what God desires. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Woo-wee. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you that we as a people must come to a place where we understand, praise the Lamb of God, that these prophets of old that prophesied to Israel, to Judah, has a ready word in their mouth for us today. All we're doing is repeating history. We're repeating it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And if America is not careful, God is going to allow a heathen nation to take this nation captive. Either it's going to be vassal to it, in other words, submitting to the rules of a heathen nation and a heathen country. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Non-Christian. That's what I'm saying when I say heathen. Non-Christian. Praise the Lamb of God. Or God's going to get this nation right and make it strong again in its faith, in its trust, dependency, and leniency on God. It's really a shame that we have gone so far that an American speech could not be heard from a president, a senator, a mayor, a governor, or anything without God all through it, through his speech, through his presentation. Hallelujah. To now they won't even mention God. It's a shame that even when I was young, Eisenhower and Kennedy used to get on the televisions and say, let us pray for our nation. We are calling a national prayer day for this, and we're calling a national prayer day for that. And they lived according to the scriptures. And we, praise the Lamb of God, and I say this, those of us who are classified as black, African-American, whatever, however you label yourself, praise the Lamb of God, our freedom came through men's hearts who were, praise the Lamb of God, drenched in belief in a God who created all men equal. That's how we became free, praise the Lamb of God. Through men's hearts who could be touched by the preaching of the gospel, by the scriptures, and by someone else showing the love of God. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he won, praise the Lamb of God, victories because he had enough love in him and understanding that love can melt a heart. And that God, if he walked in love, in the agape, that God would walk with him. That God would march with him. That God would speak through him. And the Lord did it. And the Lord did it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my people. My people, my people. When I say my people, I'm talking to all people who love Jesus. Hallelujah. Love must return to our bosom. Love must return to our fellowships. Love must return to our homes. Hallelujah. True love with action. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And the first form of love to me is a love that's directed at the Creator. That's why your first love is your parents, because you see your mom and dad as your Creator. But when you find God, hallelujah, that should be a love and a respect and a reverencing, hallelujah, that goes beyond anything your little mind or my small imagination could think, hallelujah. And it should be lifted high, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God bless you. I think this was an awesome lesson. If there's any questions or anything, Lamb of God, hallelujah, you can push 1 on your dial now. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful, wonderful lesson today. Wait a minute, Prophet Darrell's back. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Darrell. I thought he was. 773 area code. 647. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. You may be on hold.
Hello.
Hey, man of God, you with us. I just was acknowledging you, sir. praise the Lord being back with us. Erica 832.
Hey, Prophet. This is Stephen. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Stephen. How are you doing?
Hey, I had a prophetic word or prophetic testimony. It hasn't happened yet, but God is doing something in my case. He said he's going to throw it out. But this woman has run, and they've not been able to find her. I mean, you know, the Bible talks about that, you know, when they try to go look for our accusers, they shall not be found. And God gave me a dream and showed me. At first I thought it was Elijah. He says, no, that's you. And I was, like, hiding behind a tree, and he said, where's your accuser at? And, you know, they've been playing around like a, you know, like baseball game and, you know, having all these other district attorneys. And I've gone through four, and the fourth one, his name is Amy. And they've had to completely start over, and she said that she's going to read every single file. And I know God said he's going to have this thing thrown out, but what I thought was really kind of cool is that, you know, he's caused this woman to run scared, and she basically isn't answering her phone or anything. And I wanted to ask God for anything else that he might have on that, because I know what I feel in my spirit, and I'm excited about it. I mean, tomorrow I'm just believing for a total victory and total, you know, be able to not have to go back at all.
Hallelujah.
Well, if you don't have an accuser, they're going to have to throw it out. They're going to have to throw
right.
it out if there's no one there to accuse you. If there's no one there to push that, you know, that there's a case against you, then they have to drop it. That's automatic in the courts, so don't worry about that.
Amen.
You just go in faith in God and let God do what he's doing. God cannot
right.
lie. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just believe God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I hope you've learned the lesson of faith. Praise the Lamb of God that he has taught you during this time. He has really been teaching you patience, to trust, and to suffer long, you know. But to suffer long and joy, to suffer a long time and have joy in your suffering, knowing that God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And just because you know it doesn't materialize when you think it should materialize does not mean that God is not working, that God is not doing what he said he's going to do. He was building your trust and dependency and your faith. And if you're gonna live for God, praise the Lamb of God, Stephen, you're going to have to come to a place of spiritual growth that my pastor's father, says this a lot when they bring him some bad news and stuff. I said, Doc, you all right? He said, none of these things move me. He said, Shake, I've been through so much in my life. He's about 85 now. He said, I've been through so much in my life. None of these things move me. He said, they don't bother me none, man. I'm just as cool as a cucumber. And we all have to get there before we're 85. He said that none of these things should move us when we have so many great promises of God. I'm a very present help in the day of trouble. God already promised us that. If you're doing what God wants you to do, then God says, I'm with you even to the end of the world. He never left none of his apostles, none of his prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. At any time, he was always there with them, and he's with you. So be at peace, brother.
All right, cool, Prophet.
Okay?
Yeah.
Amen.
And we'll wait on you next Tuesday to call with the victory report.
Okay,
Amen.
Cool enough.
All right, be blessed.
I will be. Thank you, Prophet.
All right, all right. Boy, oh boy. He's been with us for a couple of years almost. Praise the Lamb of God, I tell you. He's been with us a long time, that Steve. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. All right, listen, people of God, don't forget, I want to see those of you in the Ohio area, praise the Lamb of God. Ohio, Kentucky, all around in there. It's only like an hour drive, I know, from Louisville to Cincinnati, praise the Lamb of God, and maybe an hour and a half or so, 2 hours from Toledo and all of that. Praise the Lamb of God to meet me. Praise at the City of Destiny, praise the Lord, with our Bishop Cousins, Victor Cousins, there on Sebring, hallelujah, there, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, in Cincinnati, Ohio, we're going to have a wonderful time on Friday night, the Lord willing. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time on Friday night as the Lord give us utterance, as we bring this house under a prophetic umbrella and a prophetic covering. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, we got to release the prophetic anointing in that house. Boy, oh, boy. I really wish Prophet Darrell was there with me so I could really show him how God has given me this this pattern, praise the Lamb of God, of how to release that over the whole congregation. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful thing it is. Hallelujah, to see all the saints, praise the Lamb of God, in the house prophesying. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the Lord is so good. I just want to be able to leave, when I go to glory, a stamp, praise the Lamb of God, that says a prophet passed this way and a real one, praise the Lamb of God. A real man of God came this way and praise the Lamb of God, and he gave what he could while he could. Yeah, praise God. And some will remember that even when he was sick, he was trying to give out. He was constantly, because I know the hour is great, people of God. I know where we are in his story, praise the Lamb of God, in his story, hallelujah. And I know that this tribulation period that we have entered into, praise the Lamb of God, is going to try the saints, is going to try the saints. And the greatest gift God has given you, hallelujah, by his spirit is the outpouring so that you could hear him. Prophesying means you can hear God. If you can prophesy, hallelujah, you can hear God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not God's fault that you don't take advantage of that so you can hear him on a daily basis. Hallelujah, by spending time praying, meditating in his word. Hallelujah, listening to the voice that give you revelation out of the word. That's the same voice he speaks to you in. Listening to that voice, praise the Lamb of God, that opens the scriptures to you and give you insight never seen. Praise the Lamb of God. That same voice is the voice that will speak to you while you're walking down the street to tell you don't go this way. That same voice, hallelujah, that will say give this man this. Don't do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That same voice that will say, stay home with me today, fellowship with me today. It's a wonderful thing to walk with a prophetic anointing over your life. I want each of you to walk like that. I want each of you to live like that in all your ways, acknowledging him. Hallelujah, knowing he'll direct your path. Praise the Lamb of God. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God today, and he can do it. And he will do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, you got something to say to us? We got a few minutes here.
He on mute again.
He muted me out. Prophet. We're going to call him the mutation prophet in a minute, right? He's the muting prophet. Praise the Lord. That's my buddy. Y'all leave Prophet Darrell alone. That's my buddy. Lamb of God. What? We're out of time again. 90 seconds, people of God. I love each of you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you. I don't know when y'all going to start ordering the new book. The new book is out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. Prophet Michael Shakespeare, Fall on Your Knees, forwarded by Dr. Lance Watson. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You want this one here. Hallelujah. The Fall on Your Knees book is out. And praise the Lamb of God. I dedicated it to my mother. Hallelujah. Yes, I did. Woo-wee, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Table of Contents, Repair the Altar. You want this. Fall on Your Knees, The Monday Night Experience, Call to Repentance, The Removal of the Self, Preparing, Reconciliation. These are different chapters. Nature, Turning, The Call to Return, the end times, the challenge to remove the idols, then the last chapter is cleanliness is next to godliness. Oh, my goodness, what revelation God gave me in this book. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. And you need to get on the website and get the order and fall on your knees. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God is there for you, you and you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. I thank you again so deeply for being so supportive of the show. Praise the Lamb of God. Of course, word of mouth is the best way of, praise the Lamb of God, advertising the show. So please, ma'am, please, sir, do that for us, okay? I love you guys and talk to you tomorrow in the name that's above every name. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus.
Perfect will that my